This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Robert Siegel has been a familiar voice on NPR since 1976 and the host of NPR's All Things Considered since 1987. At the end of this week, to the dismay of many listeners, including myself, Siegel will end his run as host of All Things Considered. Robert Siegel is with me now. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
I speak for myself and I speak for many listeners when we say, you know, we're really going to miss your voice on All Things Considered, especially, you know, the rapport that you have with guests.
Well, that's very kind of you. I guess I'll miss talking with all those guests, but it's been a great ride, and I think I'm happy to be getting off at this point.
Let me ask you about your interviewing style. How did you learn how to interview people? This is not a talent that most people have since birth. So how did you learn how to interview people?
I can't say that I've taken a lot of instruction on it. I remember being taught a little bit in journalism school about interviewing people. I remember listening to Susan Stamberg pretty closely when I came to work here at NPR, and listening to her responding to people in the way that we would respond if this were a conversation we were having over a cup of coffee, or if we were standing around the corridor talking with someone. So I've listened to people whom I admire, to Susan, to Terry Gross. I've listened back to things I did that worked and tried to do more of that, and to things that didn't work and tried to do less of that, and always tried to talk with people as if we're two human beings having a conversation.
And what interviews have you done are you most proud of?
That's not, you know, that's not a question that I don't think that way. I think that this is such a job cut out for someone with a short attention span that when you say that, I typically think of something that I did a month ago or something, as opposed to the past 30 years. I've enjoyed lots of interviews with writers and musicians over the years. I enjoyed 2-3 times interviewing Philip Roth and David Cornwell, John Le Carré, as he writes, and V.S. Naipaul. I was very proud of V.S. Naipaul because everyone warned me that this was the most unapproachable, difficult human being to talk with in the world. And we did a very long interview that was fascinating. And he was very open. And he talked about this idea that people came to the new world to create new lives for themselves and to lie about who they were and where they came from and make new identities. And I thought he was fascinating. I thought he answered all of my questions very, very seriously. And at the end, in a moment that I savored, and he said, and thank you, Mr. Siegel. You have obviously put in a great deal of work in preparation for this interview. So thank you very much for your attention. And I thought, well, that's, you know, I can pack it in right now, I felt. but I, you know, those are the interviews that stand out. That and Mel Brooks, you know, these are the things that really stand out for me.
You've been a journalist for many, many decades now. And I'm curious how you think being a journalist has changed since you began.
I think it's changed quite a bit, actually. In broadcasting, first, most broadcast reporters, when I was in college and getting bitten by the radio news bug, would write a story and maybe get edited on it and then announce it and tell people in a very authoritative sounding way what the news was. NPR was one of those outfits that for a variety of reasons presented a lot of stories in a what we call a two-way. It's a misnomer, but when the host interviews the reporter about the story and it's talked out, we talk out the story, and the reporter really isn't so much talking directly to the listener as to the host and being overheard. And while I think that that's a very important and humanizing trend, or it was, I think we've gone overboard in that a lot of what passes for news coverage on, well, what seems to be the driving form of journalism these days is cable news, is you very rarely see somebody who has spent several hours consulting multiple sources and then in a very careful way presents that information. Maybe it's a newspaper reporter who did that and now is on television talking about it. But broadcast journalism all too often, I think, is just hearing a little scrap of something that might be news. And we've invited the public into the process of editing that and making it news, but it makes what you hear a bit less authoritative.
What do you think you'll miss about the job of hosting All Things Considered?
Well, I'll miss the company of lots of terrific people, some of whom I've worked with for 40 years, and some of whom are young enough to be a good deal younger than my children. But they're great folks, and it's a unit. We meet in the morning, and everybody from the most senior producer or host to the intern pitches story ideas, and we've been doing that for a long time, and I think we enjoy working with one another. And I don't know what I'll do without the company every day.
Well, Robert, we're really going to miss you, and we just thank you so much for just. Well, decades and decades of excellent work on NPR. We really appreciate hearing you.
It's very kind of you, and I've really enjoyed. I wouldn't have thought this 40 years ago, 41 years ago, when I came to work here. But I've enjoyed the unique relationship that we have with listeners and stations, and people who listen and who support their station support us, and that's it's actually a very gratifying system. I'm amazed it still works, but it's very gratifying. So thank you, and thanks everybody there.
That's NPR's Robert Siegel. He will be hosting All Things Considered for the last time this Friday. And you can find a link to his conversation with Terry Gross about his career in public radio at our website, nhpr.org.